listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier, and now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, and living with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family, and all this with three kids under the age of 9. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. So what happens when you make a mistake or you do something wrong? How does that feel in your body? And are you able to recognize that? The biggest part of the learning I've done in the last couple of years, all the different variety of coaches I've worked with, is to be with my body and let my body have those feelings, recognize those feelings and not make them wrong. And it's so neat how it's transitioning my work into intuitive living and eating with my clients. That is a theme that comes up. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the biggest lesson I've learned in the last 2 years and how it makes me a better coach with my clients. So today's episode is going to be short and sweet. You might hear some background noise because that's life, right? I've got three kids. Kids are with me, change in schedule. And I just felt like this was a good topic to share. And I had a few minutes to share it before we wrap up our weekend. So it's a long weekend here in Canada. It's Thanksgiving. So if you followed my social media, you'll see I shared that I was driving 4 hours in the wrong direction to pick up my kids because their dad decided that worked best for him and he would break our legal agreement. Then that turned into what was supposed to be a 1.5 hour drive from the pickup location to a 3 hour drive just because of traffic. It's heading north from Toronto right into cottage country, and it's one of the busiest weekends of the year, so nothing could be done. So that was a lesson in patience for sure. The weekend itself was great. We had some good time. It was almost like we were kind of camping because we're in a granny suite with my dad and his wife. So definitely close quarters, definitely spent a lot of time outside, but also got to enjoy some time together. Kids did their first mini putt, so that was super fun. And I could see the personalities similar to mine when I was a kid playing mini putt. And how that transfers to my kids. So that was entertaining and good feedback. So then what I want to share is the biggest thing that I work with on clients and the biggest thing I've learned is really not to make myself wrong in the last few years and really to let feelings come, not let feelings be wrong, but it's that self-awareness piece. So if you followed my free training on emotional eating, or you've gotten my Ditch the Binge resource, you'll know that like the beginning of overcoming emotional eating or becoming an intuitive eater, the beginning is self-awareness. So the feelings piece is key in just having the awareness of like, what am I feeling? What's caused this feeling? And letting that feeling be okay. So I did listen during my travels to When the Body Says No. So that book talks about the link between diseases and emotional states and, you know, holding down anger and how a lot of things present after certain psychological responses to different stressors and things, and how in counseling and work with psychology, they can actually like remove some of those patterns for some of the diseases that come from that. So that was super cool. And they talked about like, yeah, how feelings feel in your body and the connection between feelings and stress and that stress response and disease. That's something I talk to a lot of my clients about. And in a way helping them reduce their stress. I share lots of stress reduction strategies, but we also talk a lot about not making yourself wrong. So, you know, an intuitive eater who recognizes that they ate out of their comfort zone, didn't feel like they intuitively ate, they emotionally ate, that's fine. Not making ourselves wrong, right? We want to see where that decision came from or what were we feeling in our body. And it's that self-awareness piece. So that came back to me today loud and clear because I was starting the 4.5 hour drive back with the kids through Algonquin Park. Beautiful, beautiful. Best time of year to drive there. No cell service, which can be a bit tricky when you realize that you forgot your wallet and you don't have enough gas to actually get back to the city. So that was a stressful experience. So I felt the stress in my body, felt flustered. The kids had to go to the washroom like ASAP. So we were able to go into a Tim Hortons with a very long lineup for washrooms and counter service and drive-through service where there was no cell service. So we went to the washroom and I said, don't worry, we'll figure it out and I'll check again in the car and took a look again. And yeah, there was no wallet. There was no way for me to pay for anything. So, you know, got to figure it out, right? We got to get home. No cell service. Can't call my dad who I just left and say, hey, like, can you spot me your Visa number or whatever? Because I can't call anyone. So I walked around the parking lot and spoke to people. The first couple I spoke to, I said, like, I'm traveling with my 3 kids. I just need 20 bucks, like, to get home. I do not have my purse. I've left it, you know, 2.5 hours ago. So they didn't have any cash because we're a cashless society, right? So I was like, oh. And then I guess then, like, they didn't say it in a mean way. And they were, you know, whoa, we're sorry. We'd love to help you. But when I turned from them, I had this big wash of emotions, almost like shame or exhaustion or just like, oh, just like kind of like a come down. Like maybe I was on adrenaline. I was just going to go and ask and people are going to help me. So then I went up to some bikers. And by that point, I was on the verge of tears. I think I was just feeling overwhelmed and everything. We hadn't slept great and all this stuff as well. The first one said, sorry, like I don't have any money. And his friend, she gave me 20 bucks, no questions, did not want me to send her money and leave it at that. So I left, drove to the gas station, got gas, was still feeling really like icky about the whole situation. So I sat with my feelings for a lot of the drive after that. And I found like when I got home, I'm exhausted. And it's from trying to fight the feeling. Like I felt upset. And if I just say like I'm upset, but it could have been old beliefs too, right? Like, you know, taking me back to like money and restriction and not having access to money and being bullied around money and whatever stories, you know, that you have. So I was trying to think like what stories do I have here that are on repeat? And what can this teach me, right? So then I was able to kind of flip that thought and think, oh, this is showing me that there is abundance everywhere, right? And everything's always working out. That person was there. They gave me the money, no questions. I was able to get home. So then I started to notice the trees and the leaves and the changing of the season. It's so beautiful there. And really focused on that and feeling the abundance. The abundance of fall and the abundance of the leaves and the leaves falling and letting go and it was going to be okay. And I was able to calm myself down because ironically before that I was trying to do like some deep breathing while I was driving to really like keep my body in a state of like relaxation. And then I figured out into my purse and I went into like hyper stress. So all that to say, like sitting with our feelings, it's not easy. If we do wait about 15 minutes, anger will pass in about 15 minutes. If you leave a situation and come back to it, you'll feel less angry because that's when all the adrenaline and stuff is kind of like worked out of your system. It's also how long it takes for an emotion to go through too. So if you wait that time, then you can notice that it's done. I'm sorry, I lost my thought for a second. I had a curious child come in. all that to say, it's hard to sit with our feelings, but there's so much growth and so much learning. And it's okay to have feelings and have big feelings and then just picture them leaving or whatever process you have. Sometimes I picture like I'm scrunching up a a piece of paper and throwing it away, right? And then after I finished that book, I was listening to some law of attraction stuff, and they were talking about like what you bring to you is what you think about, right? Kind of got me thinking about how I ended up driving the wrong direction this weekend to pick up my kids. And it was a bit of, I brought that on myself. And I recognized their situation came up, a month prior to this weekend. And I did bring that on. Like there was a agreed time to switch the kids. And I put it out there to extend the time because then you can have the kids a bit longer. But in reality, if I'm really honest, I was just trying to mess up their travel plans. So then I brought that on myself because then they messed up mine. So there you go. You get what you think about and that's what you bring about. So lessons, lessons, lessons. So I'm home. We're safe. We have enough food for lunches tomorrow, thankfully, because I don't have any cash or any way to buy food. I'm kind of like, I usually have a stash of money, but I've kind of cleared everything out in the last week to do account balancing and stuff. So don't make yourself wrong. That's the biggest lesson. And that's probably a lesson I repeat almost every day with my clients is not to make themselves wrong. And it was hard for me even knowing that, like, I'm not a bad person. I didn't do this on purpose. So much shame and so many bad feelings came. But then I could let them go. But I needed to be reminded and have that lesson. And as luck would have it, I actually hit a spare key on Friday before I left. I had one out and I brought it back in for some reason. So I actually had just hidden one. So I was able to get back into my house. Another good reminder, maybe keep your car keys and your house keys together. But I find it gets heavy, so... Anyways, don't make yourself wrong. Sit with your feelings and everything always works out. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, feel free to share it with them. And don't forget, every month I'm going to draw one lucky reviewer who leaves a review on my podcast, who screen shares it with me on Instagram in my stories or in their stories. One lucky reviewer will receive one free 60-minute intensive with me where we'll get down to the nitty-gritty and figure out that one thing that's keeping you stuck from achieving your health and wellness goals. All right, thanks for listening and tune in next week for my latest episode.